Hello everyone and welcome to the Holistic Podcast, where we speak about everything that encompasses every pillar of our health and well-being. The physical, mental, emotional, spiritual and energetic body, and everything in between. I'm your host, Tawna Woods, holistic coach, personal trainer and yin yoga teacher, passionately sharing knowledge, teachings with myself and industry experts to help support you in gathering tools to empower you to live your best life. Hello and welcome to the Holistic Podcast. So this morning on the show, I am welcoming Pia Klaus, who's actually has been my neighbour for the last couple of years. And ironically, we've only just connected together in the last few, about a month or two. But we both believe that everything happens in perfect timing and right when it's supposed to. So it's very nice to have you here. So Pia is a German psychologist and a rapid transformational therapist. So it's been such a blessing to connect with you over the last month. And it's actually interesting because maybe the week or two leading up to meeting you and connecting with you properly, I had had two encounters with friends and clients of mine that mentioned you. And I'm a really firm believer in when I hear things and they keep coming to me over and over again, and it's like those serendipitous kind of moments, then I trust that that's a sign that I'm supposed to connect as well. And I was actually catching up with a friend on the street, and then our other neighbour mentioned to me that she'd had a session, a hypnotherapy session, a rapid transformational session, you'd call it, with Pia. And she's like, man, it was amazing. I just can't believe it. Everything shifted in regards to what she was wanting to work on. And then a few days later, I ran a health and wellness event with Megan Burke, who actually was on my previous podcast where we spoke about the lymphatic system. But an old client of mine came along to that, and she, right at the end of the session, mentioned randomly, I don't even know how it came up, that she had had a session with Pia. And she said, oh my gosh, it was amazing. And I was like, what's her name? And then I said, no, you're joking. I was like, there's no way. And I said, I've booked in to see her on Saturday morning at 9. So I was like, okay, that's two times now in a week. I was like, this is exciting. I got very excited about it, as I do. And over the course of the last, probably 5 years of my life, I've been really into personal growth and just definitely extremely curious about patterns and conditioning and deep set beliefs that control us, and curious as to why I do certain things and why I may find myself in repetitive patterns over and over, no matter what I try and do. So I've got to the point where I'm like, I'm open and I'm willing to throw everything at it to get everlasting change in my life. And I was actually reflecting, like, for me, one of my biggest fears in my life is to not live out my full potential. So I believe that we can't rewire our brains all on our own. I've needed different modalities and different therapists and people to help me rewire. And one of the other big things I've noticed and become very aware of is our childhood really shapes our beliefs and our conditioning and our experiences that we have. They shape our future. And it's all coming from a subconscious place. So it's autonomic, right? It's coming from, we're not thinking about what we're doing. We're energetically and subconsciously making choices from these past events that have led us to believe certain things. So I had a wonderful session with Pia, and we went over, you know, there was a few different things or areas of my life that I really wanted to work on. But I decided to pick the thing that was on top at the time. And really, everything is connected in some way anyway, but this was the thing that I felt that was on top the most. And I had actually done hypnotherapy before, but this was about 5 years ago. And I really believe back then I wasn't open. I believe I was quite closed off, and yeah, I just wasn't in a place to receive it. But with Pia, what was really cool was that she actually goes into regression, which this previous therapist didn't do. So it's regression into past experiences, right back into childhood. So it'll be your very first experience where you have had an event where you've created a belief about a certain thing. And what it does is it shows you how you've created these beliefs from a past event and how they repeat over and over. And this completely blew my mind because I was observing during the session how I have recreated what I did not want and what I saw growing up. I recreated that over and over again. And it was interesting because I remember thinking to myself, oh, surely like the events that come up, I'm not gonna be they're not gonna come up. And she would talk me down, count me down, and the body would say what the events were, and they would come up. She's like, in 3 seconds, the subconscious mind is gonna tell you what it is. And they would come up, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, like thinking like, wow, this is it quite insane. But the body knows, right? And I talk a lot about the body holding the score, and in our cells and in our fascia, and it remembers everything, even if our conscious mind does not. And so, anyway, we went through this process, and there was a bit of emotion that came up with it, which was I was welcoming in because it needed to be felt to be released. So, when we bring the emotions up and the memories up to be felt and to be released, it creates more space and it creates spaciousness and clarity around what we need and want to bring into our lives. And it was really interesting. So once I completed the session, I remember feeling like really spacey, and I was like, right, I'm gonna go for a walk and I'm going to like connect in nature and connect back to my body and ground myself. And then after that, I was driving and I was like, right, I'm just gonna go shopping and I'm gonna buy all new things. Like, Pia didn't tell me to do any of this. I was like, right, I'm just gonna go buy new beautiful cotton sheets. I wanna buy a new toaster. Oh, I wanna buy new plates. And it was just this natural thing that I was like, all right, I deserve this. I'm gonna go buy some nice things for my home. Came home and then I threw out an old, like a toaster that was still working, but I had to hold it down, for example. And I was like, oh, it's still good. It still works, you know? If it's not broke, don't fix it, kind of thing. And then I thought, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Like, throw it out. And then I was like, oh, a vacuum cleaner, kind of working, kind of not, threw that out. Cleaned my entire house. And then I was like, right, I'm going into my wardrobe. And I just, like, I threw out three full black rubbish bag sacks full of clothes and shoes and things that I'd held on to for the last, honestly, up to 10 years. And it was that mindset of, oh, I might wear that again. I might need that again. That could be handy. This could be useful. And I thought, no, absolutely not. Chuck it out. You don't need it. And so I had completely thrown away everything that I didn't need, took it all to the recycle center. And then the next day, I cleaned my entire car. Like, it was just this huge letting go without anyone telling me to do so. Naturally, I had this inner drive to do it. So it was such a clearing and a letting go, and I felt so much lighter, and there was so much more space. And then what I realized was that I was sub like naturally creating space to allow in what I needed into my life, right? which I was like, wow, that's instant. Like, that was literally half an hour after the session. So I was like, okay, something's happening here, which I thought was incredible. And since then, so it's been 3 weeks to the day, oh, yesterday, sorry, 21 days, and you actually need to listen to a recording that that Pia does for you every day after you do it. And the things that have shifted in my life in those 3 weeks, which actually started shifting less than a week after, is actually blowing my mind. I'm like, how is this a thing? Which is really cool and it's really exciting, but it's massive shifts and it's really shown me that this works. This shit works. And sometimes we need a helping hand and to be open to try different modalities to help with the rewiring. So I've always really wanting to share my lived experience that I have with these amazing people that I have on the show, because I can't help but want to speak about it because it's so profound to me. And so if I find things that work for me, I want to help share it with others because the purpose is to help others, right? So hopefully that these things will resonate and whoever needs to hear it, I trust that they will. So, in saying that, I'll stop yarning because I'm good at this, aren't I? But I'm going to let Pia speak. And I would love you, Pia, to please just tell me a little bit about what it is exactly that you do and what led you to where you are today doing this work. Bit of a background.
Yes, so I started off studying psychology to become a psychologist, and at the very end of my master's, I became really sick. I actually got an autoimmune disease, and for 1 year I just went from doctor to doctor, from hospital to hospital, and they all quite couldn't figure out what was wrong with me and couldn't really help me. And they just gave me this massive diagnosis saying this is incurable, and for the rest of your life you have to take immune suppressants. And that really didn't resonate with me. So, to make a long story short, I ended up going to India to a mindfulness retreat, to an Ayurvedic retreat, but the focus was really on mindfulness. And what I experienced there was just life-changing and transformative. And within 2 weeks, my body started to heal itself again. I really went through this transformation and experienced the first time that my mind has the biggest influence on my body. And basically, through switching my thoughts and my emotions, I managed to heal my body. So that's how I became really intrigued and wanted to know what actually happened there with me. I want to help people the same way what I experienced, but I had no idea what was going on. So from then on, I started off with counseling and speech therapy, which was really supportive and beneficial for the client. And I started integrating a little bit of mindfulness. But in my experience, I only came that far with the client. I was only working with a conscious mind, with a 5%, the logical mind. And it was helping, but it wasn't really making a big shift. And it was lots of work, and people had to come back to me. So I just kept researching and doing more courses and really investigating how I can help people on a deeper level so they can have, hopefully, also a transformative experience. And that's how I ended up specializing in the subconscious mind and how I found rapid transformational therapy from Marissa Peer. And that just blew my mind. It explained me exactly how the subconscious mind works and how we can really change patterns and emotions, not with so and so many sessions, but actually in a very short time. You can go really deep, and it's really accessible and easy for the client to understand. So it kind of made sense then what happened to me back in India, because I learned how the subconscious mind works and how you can program it. And I'm going to try to explain it very easy how an RTT session looks like. So first I bring the client into the hypnotic state. It's just a very relaxed state, but you're still there, you're still conscious, and you know what's going on. And then I simply ask the subconscious mind for the root cause of the problem. That way the client has instantly an aha moment and understands why they're doing what they're doing or why they're feeling what they're feeling. And from then on we have to hear that root cause. Usually it's something about the inner child. So it's really important to hear that inner child, because the subconscious mind doesn't understand what's reality, what's imagination. So it's really helpful and beneficial to hear that inner child. And only then, once we understood where the problem is coming from, once we hear the inner child and the root cause, only then I go into new beliefs, creating new pattern, and that's when the audio recording comes into place. Then I make you a personalized audio recording that you have to listen to for 21 days.
Great. Two things that sparked from what you were just saying that I want to touch on is, I really resonate with you and what you say around how you did all that training and the study and with the talk therapy essentially, and you found that it was, you could only help people so much or it only got you so far. And I think I really resonate with that as well, because and I do think this isn't to disregard talk therapy, because I think for some people it really is very, very helpful, and it's very important to make sure that we all have a voice and we all feel heard and understood, and we're given that safe space to speak. A lot of people in our society have, you know, we've been conditioned to believe that we can't speak, or we can't speak our emotions or speak our truth, or for whatever reason, right? But I think in this day and age, it's really good that we're speaking a lot more about it being okay to talk about how you're feeling and being vulnerable. And so it's like different things work for different people, right? So it's like some people really find it really helpful to speak about what's going on. Maybe they've never had that opportunity before, and then they start to, and it really starts to help peel back layers for people. And I was seeing for years, probably for 15 years of me living here, I saw the same beautiful counsellor. Actually, I love her a bit, which I thought was really, really important to do, you know. But then I got to a point, I was like, right, there's still these like blocks that it's not helping me change what I need to change. And hence why how I treat my clients, how I do now, and myself is really holistic, because I believe there's so much more to it and different deeper layers, and I had to find other ways to help me when certain things wouldn't. So I went into somatic therapy, which I've also done a podcast with my somatic coach, Verena, who's incredible, which allows we allow the body sensations to speak. And that was a big, profound shift in my healing journey as well. But then the other layer is working with Pia. This has been another shift, right? So it keeps just evolving and expanding rapidly with these different modalities. And I believe having like a combination of things and trying different things, if they resonate and if you feel pulled towards them and if you're open, can be so incredible. So I really, really agree, like being open to these things. If you're finding that you're stuck in a certain modality, that, you know, what have you got to lose to trying something else? So I love that I connected with you on that, because I was like, yes, there's something, I've found, like, even with clients, there's been a missing link. Because say, for example, clients will come to me and we'll set a program to do once a week, or, you know, or it's together, but then they go off and do it on their own three more times or two more times throughout that week. But it's really common that sometimes well, I'll see them the week later and they're like, oh, I've been once or I didn't go, or I ate really well this week, but then I ended up eating, I just completely blew it and I ate 3 blocks of chocolate in a week. And, or, you know, that all their work that they had done got undone. And so, you know, for me, I can't hold a client's hand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There has to be some kind of self-discipline, self-control, all of those sorts of things. But I've got to a point sometimes that there's only so much I can do. I can't get into that. I do a bit of work with people with this, but I, you know, with our own self-sabotage or our own limiting beliefs that we all carry and how that shows up in our day-to-day life, so causing those behaviors, unable to be consistent with themselves and things like that, which then sabotages their progress. This is a missing link that I believe in that needs to come in. So, you know, it's all well and good to have an intention where you go, right, I'm going to go and go to the gym 3 days a week, I'm going to eat well, right? But that's not easy if you've not been brought up to do that, or there's some reason why you don't believe you're worthy of it. We need to get to the root of that, to break that, to help you be consistent and to actually get to the goals that you want to achieve for yourself. And I found I almost feel like I'm cheating sometimes, because I grew up with a mother and a stepdad that owned a gym, that were natural bodybuilders, that traveled the world, that were very disciplined, very healthy. I saw it. So it was programmed into me without me having to make much of an effort. So discipline for me and consistency is really easy, but purely it'll be because a huge chunk of that is because of that reason, right? So this is what's really sparked mine and Pia's conversation as well, was to like work together to help people break these things, because it's deeper than just making a choice. Yeah, we can make a choice, but do we stick to that choice? Do we stay committed to that goal? Probably not a lot of the time. And the last thing I wanted to say, when you said about the connecting to the inner child thing, and how that's such a huge part of this work, because a lot of the time those events that happen to us as children, a lot of the time I believe the belief that's set is I'm not worthy or I'm not good enough,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm not worthy of this thing that I, you know, I want or that I need, and I'm not good enough because someone in my, when I was a child, didn't or couldn't, didn't say didn't, because it's more of a couldn't, because of what they're experiencing normally is, it's like they couldn't do it, so it's not their fault, but it's made us believe that that's our fault and it's to do with us, but it's not, right? So what I found was really beautiful with the work we did was you got me to connect back before we did that recording. And it was truly one of the, there was one other time I have when I've had a plant medicine journey, but this time was, I really felt myself connect back to me, an inner child Tawna, like the Tawna, 6-year-old Tawna. And it was just this like, such a, it was just an, at an experiential level, it was insane. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is, it shifted everything now, because I could finally connect to that. There was no disconnect. Every other time I've tried to do it, there's been this like strange disconnect that I can't actually seem to feel that. But I felt myself connect back and be like, I've got your back, Tawna. Like, I'm never going to self-abandon you again. You do not have to prove your worth. You do not have to self-abandon your needs or your wants, or make yourself smaller or be more quiet to please other people or to make them feel like you're changing yourself in a hope to make yourself feel safer. But really, that's not how this works. You need to be who you are, fully, wholeheartedly, to attract what you need and want in your life in all areas of it. So it is, like you said, a really important part of this, because without that, are we going to get to the result that we want? Probably not. So that was really incredible. I found that you have a way of helping that happen easily. Yeah, so well done. That was really incredible. So you have touched on the subconscious mind and how that works and controls our actions and our beliefs. Do you think with hypnotherapy and the transformational work, are there still, like, does it work for everybody, or are there people that are closed off to it, or are there blockages? I'm pretty sure I know what the answer will be, because if we're conditioned to believe this stuff doesn't work, then, you know, like, there's going to be some limiting beliefs there possibly. But what barriers have you come up with, or has it been unsuccessful for people, or, yeah?
Yes, so if you don't want to be hypnotized, you can't be hypnotized. Okay, you really got to be open, and you got to trust the practitioner. And it's actually quite easy to see if someone's suggestible for working with the subconscious mind and getting into that hypnotic state. You just see it with the position of the eyes. But if you're that person that's maybe really wants to be in control, you know, all the time, then you might be a person where it's quite hard to get into that state. I had it a few times, but then you can train your brain to get into a hypnotic state. So what I usually do is, when I realize, oh, that person really has a hard time to get into that state, I say, hey, listen, I'll do your recording first. And you listen to the recording for 1 week at
home,
when you're in your safe space. And then when you come back in a week, your mind knows what we are doing, and it's able to let go and trust someone else. Because whatever you do with repetition, your mind gets used to it. Yeah. So, yeah. So definitely, if it resonates with you and you're interested in it, I'm sure you'll be able to be hypnotized. If you're the person that says, no, oh my God. And I work with people, they're like, no, that's totally not my modality.
Mm-hmm.
I'm way too scared to do that. And like you said, everyone needs his own way, what resonates. And I love counseling. I love speech therapy as well. I do speech therapy.
Yeah.
I am a counselor. Just for me personally, this going deeper if you need to actually change a program.
Yes, exactly.
Without the client trying every day so hard to do something, to change something, to reprogram, but actually reprogramming someone subconsciously. So usually how it feels is the first 7 days to 10 days, your mind is not too sure what we're doing there, you know? Whenever you want to change your pattern, it says, no, 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 we don't want to change. Your mind likes to rebel and thinks, this doesn't work, it can't be that easy, not for me. And then, because whatever is unfamiliar, your subconscious mind says, that's scary, we don't want that pattern. And after 10 days, things become familiar, so it's categorized as being safe. That's why you have to listen to something for 21 days. And then after the 10 days, you won't rebel and resist the new beliefs and the new emotions and patterns. You're slowly getting used to it. And then after 21 days, if you really listen to it, focus on it, and are just open to it, suddenly they become an automated pattern. So then it's not like you wake up one day and you feel completely different. It's more so that suddenly you're like, wait a moment, I'm so much more relaxed in this. You know, or suddenly after 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you realize, oh, I haven't reacted like the way I'm usually would react. It's like you don't even fear the change because the subconscious changed. So
I love that explanation. And that sparks what we spoke about when you arrive, when you did arrive. It's like, what I, you know, like you say, it's not overnight. You know, you don't wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, it's just like this magic. But it is, it's like, you're right, it's a subtle thing. But what I really noticed, or what I'm noticing at the moment, observing, it allows you to become aware of your thoughts and what limiting beliefs that are coming up. So for me, it's been quite, because Pia said to me after the session, she said, look, a lot's probably going to come up for you now after this. And I said, okay, yeah, I'm here for it, all good. Like, I love when I have different events or emotions come up, because I just think, yes, bring it on. I want to let this go. I want to bring this up so that I'm not carrying it anymore. Because when I carry it, it's really heavy to carry. It's like carrying a backpack full of rocks. You know, if you can clear those and chuck them out, how much lighter it is, right? But I have noticed these old stories coming in and these old fears. But I understand that it's like my ego trying to protect me. It's those old programmings, those old ways of my mind and body trying to do things. But I have the space now to get curious and go, nah, no, we're not doing this anymore. Like, that's an old belief. See you later. Thank you for trying to protect me. Thank you, body. Thank you, mind. But I don't need this help anymore. And, you know, there'll be past events that have happened that I'm like, naturally my body will go into thinking, oh, well, this is happening again. This is going to happen again. But I can catch it and go, you know, talk to myself and talk myself through it. And then actually what my mind is trying to tell me is going to happen hasn't happened. You know, it's the complete opposite to what my mind's trying to tell me. So I guess it's like, if you're open and willing to do the work, it can be so transformational. And it's just bringing that awareness to yourself, but creating, yeah, it's just been very, really cool for me to be able to get curious and challenge my mind and challenge my ego and challenge all of that and let that fall away, because, you know, it is all shifting and changing, but you still have to put in the work, right? This is the other part. It's not like, go get hypnotherapy and like your life's changed forever. You've got to keep being aware. You've got to keep on top of it. You know, you've got to, and it's just like, if I've ever done, you know, meditation retreats and all these different things to help my mind, because it's just as important as the physical body. They're just as important as each other and they need each other. But it's, you've still got to do the work and you've still got to remember that you are worthy and you matter and that it's important, but it's a gift as well, what you're revealing to us. Yeah,
it's basically like an onion, like a layer, you know. In the session we peer the first layer, and then you listen to the recording and suddenly old beliefs are coming up, but now you're able to see those old patterns without believing them and say, no, I don't want to believe that anymore. You have the awareness now because you're out of the pattern, but your subconscious mind is asking, hey, are you sure that we're changing this pattern? Have a look at this. It needs your reassurance. You're like, yes, that's not me anymore. From now on, I believe I'm worthy. I've got this. I deserve that, whatever it is. So it's really like in the first week, you feel completely different than how you feel after the third week of listening to the recording. And then the process is still going on, because that's just how the mind works. You go deeper and deeper, layer by layer. And also with the hypnotherapy, it's so important. We can only work on one problem at a time. So it really goes deep. But usually what happens is, if you eliminate it and clear that problem and that layer, you realize there's another layer underneath that's coming up.
Yeah.
And that's when you would need another session, or you look at something else. So, for example, with anxiety, success rate is really high. It's really easy to clear things within one session of this rapid transformation therapy. But if you're, for example, dealing with like problems that you had for a lifetime, and it's a behavioral pattern, like an eating disorder where so many more layers connected, you can't fix that in one session. But like anxiety, eating healthier, cutting out sugar, little things like that, or actually depression, which you always think it's such a big thing. It's very successful in those things, and you don't need too many sessions. But since you said it's all on interconnected, so yeah, you're just going deep, and layer by layer things are coming up. It's like you have to clear out the old stuff first, and then those new beliefs sink in and go deep. So it's like an ongoing process.
And I think it's, for me, over the last few years, it's having compassion with that process, you know, with, like you say, I love that analogy of peeling back the layers of an onion, because it is like that. And it's not, you don't, you know, if you're on a healing journey of any kind, it's lifelong. It's, and it ebbs and flows, right? It's, and it's not linear. So I think, you know, all of us, is we're all human. We all have stuff that we've been through that has been challenging, and that we may want to, that it maybe affects us, or, you know, things we want to change about ourselves, or, but yeah, I used to be always like, I've got to do all the things and it's all I've got to focus on. And now it's like, hang on, no. Enjoy your life, live your life. Know that things are going to keep coming up forever, and that's okay. You may not even sort out all the things that you want to in this lifetime. So how, you know, bringing some more balance in and just doing the best you can. But remembering, you know, I have a lot of clients that are like quite frightened. I find there's a lot of fear there around looking at the deeper reasons why, you know, maybe why they're blocked in certain ways. So if we use exercise for an example, or healthy, just living a healthier lifestyle, it's like we need to like be having compassion, but also sometimes we may need to go a little bit deeper to assist. So that brings me to my next thing with, after doing this, that session a few weeks ago with Pia, we were like, this happened for a reason, because we are going to offer, like, we're going to work together around blockages for people that are stopping them from getting the results and the goals that they want in their life. So we can get excited about that. So especially if you want to come to me for like exercise or better eating habits or lifestyle habits, or just a way to live your life, looking at it holistically and looking at every part of it, so we can live our optimum health and best life we possibly can. Any blockages that are there, Pia is going to come in and help us, because, you know, sometimes that's, it's just good to have that avenue and that, that, that modality that we can come to if we need it. So,
yeah, and mind and body always work together. They're so interconnected, you know, and I'm all specialized in reprogramming the mind, the subconscious, so you feel good about yourself, you're gentle with yourself, you're motivated, and you actually do what you want to do. But at the same time, mental health means physical health.
Exactly.
And I don't have the skills, you know, and that's why it's so beautiful. We can connect and offer people something that works completely holistic, because you can't just focus on the mind and eat crappy food, sit in front of the TV and don't move your body, you know. But I don't have the skills, so you are amazing in all of that, the body, and you're really like intuitively with the body, which super fits to my style of work, reprogramming the subconscious mind, bringing you in the state where you actually, yes, I'm going to do it, and I'm not going to give up after 3 weeks once I'm done with my training. We actually program the subconscious mind that you put yourself first, you look after yourself. And yeah, it's just a beautiful combination, because mind and body always work together, and your physical health really plays a role in your mental health, and your mental health really plays a role into your physical health, whether it's holding on to weight because of emotions, sabotaging yourself while you're not doing the workout, you know, and procrastination, all those things. They really align beautiful, and yeah, we feel super happy and excited.
And aligned. Yeah. It's like, and that's what I was saying recently. It's like, when I feel in alignment and I feel expansion and energized, like I feel expanded and energized, and this has like got me so frothing, because I know that this has been, I've, for the last couple of years, I'm like, there's something missing, and I've got to, I just couldn't put my finger on it. Not something missing, that's one, like, with my work, I can connect to people and what they need, which is awesome, but I can't reprogram people's minds, you know. I have really helped people become aware of what they're needing and allowing them to turn into their bodies and the sensations and what it's speaking to them and connecting the mind and body. But the rewiring is obviously out of my scope. So this is where the collaboration, stronger together, you know, I believe. And I just loved what you said about the mind and body being so connected, right? And this is where we really connected as well, was that that's what I've been speaking about that for probably the last 4 years massively, because when I first started my business and I was 26 years old, young, very naive, but I only knew what I knew at the time, right? And I truly thought back then that you only had to worry about the physical and what you ate. That's all I thought. That's all I knew. And it wasn't until a couple of years later, didn't listen to my body, I burned myself out, got anxious, got, you know, different things happened, which, because I was ignoring my body's signals, I paid the price massively. And I ignored what the body was speaking, I ignored that anxiety, I ignored the pains, the aches, the, you know, the different physical symptoms that were manifesting and what my body was holding. So my body was speaking with, like, anxiety, with not sleeping, with racing thoughts, like all these different things. You know, I have clients that no matter what they do, they can't lose weight. And this is where I find this is crucial to come in, because you can do all the right things by having the best intentions, going to your gym session 3 days a week, eating well, but if you are holding emotion or holding stuck beliefs, you will not lose weight. And I see it time and time again. You could be holding on to weight for protection, you know, and that's huge. So it's like, yes, oh, cool. There's all these trainers out there going, come and do this 8-week transformational thing where here's a food program and here's a session, but they don't lose weight. And it's like, then, you know, you've got this trainer possibly going, yep, this is going to work for you. But I'm sorry, it does not work for everybody, because there's deeper layers here with people. No, we don't. It's not, and the manifestations of the heart emotions won't always be the same necessarily. But for a lot of people, it is. You're holding onto weight for protection. It's keeping you safe subconsciously. So how do we create safety in the body? And to that's part of my work, is creating safety in the nervous system so your body feels safe to let go, to listen, so you're creating trust with yourself again, so the nervous system signals safety, trust, to be able to help with letting go. But if if it's really deep, like some of my stuff was, you've got to get to the root of it from the original event that's caused these beliefs to rewire, and it goes right back. So see how it's like, I'm now just turned 36, that is 30 years for me when the initial thing happened at 6 years old. Imagine that, like that constant programming of those thoughts and those stories over and over. That's a lot. So, you know, it's not for the faint-hearted, hence why I felt so exhausted afterwards. But it's such a blessing, because I didn't want to remain stuck anymore when I tried all the things, and I have the best intentions with myself. It's like, I will do the work for myself because I care and I love myself. But sometimes there's only, you know, there's only so much you can do alone. So hence why we really feel like it's crucial from our past experiences that we've had in life, and we've kind of trialed and errored different things. I would rather people not have to go through all that. So I'll tell them what I've experienced. So it's like, let's just cut out all the shit so you can get to it easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your subconscious is your body, and it is responsible for your performance and, you know, your health and everything. And if you have anxious thoughts or stressful thoughts, it's creating those hormones. And it's actually more than that, without going too deep into it. But like, I have clients and they're like, I do whatever I can to lose weight and it's not coming off. I go to the subconscious mind, to the root cause. Found out when they were a teenager, you know, they had some people being too intimate with them sexually, not feeling safe. So they created the belief, hey, when I'm pretty and beautiful like that, I'm not safe.
Yeah.
So they create the belief, I put a layer onto myself to protect me so no one can find me attractive anymore, and then I'm safe,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then we go down there and they have the aha moment and they're like, okay, they hear the inner child and we reprogram to, now you're grown up and now you feel safe in your skin anymore, now you want to feel good in your skin, you're ready to be healthy again. Never say lose weight, because the subconscious mind doesn't like to lose weight. You want to gain your vitality. You want to feel the strongest.
Yeah.
You want your positive, amazing life back. You want to feel young and fit and healthy. And suddenly, without going on a diet, without working out more than they already do, boom, 20 kgs lost in the shortest amount of time, because you reprogrammed your subconscious mind.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible. It's truly amazing. So hence why, like, we really wanted to speak about this, so it's bringing awareness, or just to create a bit of curiosity around, you know, if that speaks to you and resonates with you, like, oh, I've done all the things, and, you know, like, can you get curious with compassion and love, though, that what could be a deeper reason? And it's, yeah, it's just truly stems from other things, isn't it? You know, that's what we've figured out along the journey. So we're very excited to bring out some offerings and some online stuff and then in-person stuff, so keep an eye out for that. At the bottom of the show notes, I'll link Pia's Instagram and ways you can contact her as well. But with all of that being said, is there anything that you feel you haven't spoken about, or anything that's still there?
No, but just reach out anytime, you know. We're always happy to get emails and questions. We're here in Wanaka. We're available and we can't wait to connect and help each other.
Yeah. Cool. So thank you so much for sitting down with me on your Sunday, taking your time out from your little darling children.
Pleasure,
yeah.
Pleasure, so lovely.
Yeah, so nice to just connect with people along the way and along the journey, and it's, yeah, I'm very blessed to be doing this work because it's allowed me to connect with such special people, so it means a lot to me. So thank you, everybody, and please let us know what you think, and if you've got any other questions, reach out, more than happy to, very open book, happy to help and give you whatever more support that you need. Cool, thank you. If you enjoyed this episode, hit like and subscribe, or please share it with someone you feel would benefit from hearing it too. My mission is to empower others to be the best version of themselves they can be. The more this content is shared, the more likely it is to help others on their journey. If you're wanting more resources, please head to my website at www.wanakabody.co.nz, where you can find my coaching options, blog, Instagram, and Facebook pages for any other assistance you may need. Last but not least, I want to thank you for showing up, to listen to what I have to share, and most importantly, for showing up for yourself. See you next time.